this week we're with Eddie Avila of Voces Bolivianas, who's going to give us a quick update on what they've been up to for the past month or so, and what's going to be going on at We Media, a conference in Miami, Florida, and then where Eddie will be headed after that. Eddie, what's been going on at Voces Bolivianas?
Well, on Monday we actually launched a search for more people interested who would like to bring Voces Bolivianas to their community or their region. We sort of opened it up to bloggers all across Bolivia who might be interested in bringing a project to their town, and we're kind of seeing who's out there. And the project in Santa Cruz ended last week. The third workshop of the three workshops total, and we're looking to start a second round of projects in Santa Cruz as well. So right now we're sort of in a transition period, but we're looking to expand. We're also going to be presenting at We Media. One of the participants, Christina Kiesbert, she'll also be there to share experiences. She's one of the bloggers that really posts very regularly. She's also contributing to the Citizens newspaper in Bolivia right now. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of interest going on right now.
Maybe we can go back a little bit and remind Rising Voices listeners, the three workshops, the first started in about September or October, right? In El Alto was the very first workshop. Is that right, in September?
Yeah, the end of September of 2007.
And after that workshop completed, after you had about, it was actually a series of, I think, about four workshops where you taught them how to start their blogs and how to post digital photos online. Then you had another workshop in El Alto, which was El Alto 2, and you have links to that on your website. And then also another one in Santa Cruz. What was kind of the reasoning of starting those two workshops in those two places?
Well, El Alto was pretty obvious because it's this really fast-growing city with about a million people, yet there's probably a dozen blogs. And so it was a place that was very misrepresented in the media, and not too many people knew about it, even though it was one of the fastest growing cities in the country. So, and there's also a strong blogger, Mario Duran, who lived there, and he was very interested in, you know, having Voces Bolivianas start, you know, in his backyard. And then we wanted to start in a second part of the country, and it made sense to do it in Santa Cruz, where there seems to be a division between, you know, the West and the East, and a lot of misunderstandings between, you know, those groups of people. And so we found another blogger, Jessica Olivares, who was very, very interested in being part of the team. And we started another program in Santa Cruz where bloggers, you know, wrote about their neighborhoods in the outlying part of Santa Cruz, which is often not represented in the media as well. And so programs overlapped a little bit, but we saw a lot of interaction between the two groups, which was really, really interesting to have bloggers in Santa Cruz comment on the blogs in El Alto and vice versa. And so,
were there any lessons learned in the first workshop that you had, or the first series of workshops that you had in El Alto, which helped you out and made a smoother process during the second series of workshops in El Alto 2 and Santa Cruz?
Well, we cut down the time between sessions from every 2 weeks to every week, and we found that really helped with the continuity. And I think the second time around, we just had one experience under our belt, and so we kind of knew how much more support the students needed during the week and kind of what their motivations were for being there.
Now, you guys have trained so many bloggers already just in the 4 or 5 months that Voces Bolivianas has been launched. I would say probably about 50 bloggers. Is that right? 50 new bloggers?
I would say 50 people participated in the workshops total, yeah.
And now you've got the second phase where you're actually put a call out to bloggers or anyone else in Bolivia to launch similar workshops elsewhere, and you're going to help fund those. What are some of the possibilities that you're thinking? Where might some of these applications come from?
We would love to find a project in the Amazon region of Bolivia in the departments of Beni and Pando, especially in Beni, where they recently suffered through terrible flooding. But, you know, very, very little information came from there. I think there's maybe a handful of bloggers there. And I think having, you know, firsthand experiences and firsthand stories from how the flooding affected their lives would be very, very powerful. And so we have one application from that area. So, and we would also like to find other places in maybe Tarija, which is in the southern part of Bolivia, and I think definitely Cochabamba, we're looking to launch a site as well.
Pretty exciting. And another exciting part for fans of Voces Bolivianas and of Rising Voices is we've compiled a book of translations from Voces Bolivianas posts. Now, these are from the first three groups, right, from bloggers in Santa Cruz and the two El Alto workshops?
Yeah, correct. You know, kind of maybe the cream of the crop, something that is a wide range of stories, of personal anecdotes, and just it's kind of a glimpse into their daily lives.
I actually just read it myself for the first time, and I've never been to El Alto before, but I kind of feel like I have been there because you kind of get a feel of what the market is like and what it's like to, you know, try to buy something there or be in a family or at some of the holidays. It's really neat. So we're going to make those available on the website also. I know you're going to be giving some out or selling some at the We Media conference where you'll be with Christina. And then you're headed back to Bolivia right after that conference. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, pretty much right after the last session of We Media, and kind of go through the applications for people interested in starting programs. And we have a couple other initiatives we're looking at. We'd like to work in the rural areas, maybe like a one-day workshop. In Bolivia, they have these internet centers called telecentros, where the municipal government sponsors these basically computer labs. But just from what we've been hearing is, you know, maybe they're not being used to the fullest capacity. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to, you know, teach these tools so people from those communities are represented as well. That's kind of one of the parts we're looking to launch as well in early April.
Great, Eddie. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll see you at We Media in Miami. And readers of Rising Voices can keep up to everything with Voces Bolivianas at vocesbolivianas.org, and we'll put a link up on this post. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.